Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, together at the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. We're going to be talking about the office gifts. This is a continuation of the message that we started last week, and it was from Ephesians 4, verse 11, where Jesus distributed the office gifts to those as he ascended to heaven, and we have that opportunity now to receive those office gifts. We have that opportunity to step into our calling, to step into our destiny, to step into our highest calling here on this earth and serve the Lord Jesus, to be a minister, to be a servant of the Lord. And so these office gifts were distributed by Jesus Christ when he ascended from the pit of hell and he led the captivity captive. It tells us in Ephesians 4 and verse 8, therefore he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now this he ascended, what does it mean? But that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth, and he who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And verse 11, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying or the building up of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to the perfect measure of the stature of the fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we're given these office gifts, or I should say we're given the opportunity to receive these office gifts, and it's not for our boasting, it's not for our pride or our accolades, it is for the equipping of us to minister to the body of Christ, to minister to the lost world as a member of the body of Christ. And these office gifts then give us the opportunity to minister in power, to minister and to bless those who the Lord brings into our path. And some of you out there are probably saying, well, Jim, I'm never going to be an evangelist. I'm never going to be a prophet, a pastor, or a teacher, or any of that kind of thing. I'm just struggling in my life today. I'm struggling to keep my head above water and to meet the challenges in my life as they come one by one. Well, let me tell you, beloved, that God has a higher plan for you, and you're going to defeat your challenges. You're going to make it. Whatever trials and tribulations you're encountering today, I say in Jesus' name that you're going to make it, that you're going to defeat those enemies in your life, and God wants to take you into a higher place. And as I spoke last week, as we talked about the office gifts of apostle and prophet, there was a time in my life when I was struggling, and my testimony is I came in to the kingdom of God at a very young age, but walked away from it. And then I went and served the devil for many years, but the Lord had a better plan for me, and I came back to the Lord, and God raised me up to walk in the Spirit, and God raised me up to fulfill my destiny and to fulfill my calling. And beloved, God is no respecter of persons. That is to say, if he can do it with me, and he can do it with Saul of Tarsus, and he can do it with many other characters of the Bible, he can also do it with you. And so whatever you are struggling with today, no matter where you're at today, I believe God has a better plan for you today. I believe you look much better in the future than you look right now. I believe your best days are yet to come, and there is a hope for you no matter where you are. You may be sitting in jail, you may be sitting in prison, you may be trapped in drug addiction or lying, cheating, and stealing or pornography or many other despicable things, but I say to you today, God has a plan for you, and he has an office gift for you, and if you seek him with all your heart, you will find him. If you search for him, he will be found by you, and that is the key in all of the Christian walk and all the kingdom of God, is that God blesses those who seek him, God blesses those who have a passion and a zeal to find him. And God wants to bless you today. If you're listening to me today and you're saying, well, this just does not apply to me, I say to you today, pay attention and listen, because this does apply to you. And God wants you to move into your highest calling. He wants to move you into your destiny. And he will do that if you seek him with all your heart. Matthew 7:7, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. And so God is looking for those who are seekers. God is looking for those who want to engage the kingdom and invite the kingdom into their life. And so God is looking for you, beloved, if that describes you today. Well, again, we took up the first two of the office gifts, the apostle and the prophet, last week. You can catch that message on my website. If you go to gatheredtheoutcast.com, you can catch that message of the office gifts. And today we're going to be starting with the gift of evangelist, and then we're going to look at also the gift of the pastor and the teacher. Well, the evangelist is the gatherer. He is the one that goes to the forest and he looks at all the trees and he looks at the biggest tree and he goes and says, I want to chop that tree down. That's the one I want. And the evangelist goes and chops that tree down and then he just walks off and leaves it. He doesn't stick around to make boards and toothpicks out of it. He just walks off and leaves it, and he leaves it for the pastor and the teacher and those who are in the local body of Christ to chop it up and to make boards and toothpicks out of it. And then the evangelist goes to the next place where people have never heard the gospel, and he is not happy to continue to preach the gospel over and over and over to the same people, to the point where he doesn't have any excitement to preach it to them. They don't have any excitement to hear it, and so the evangelist is operating in his wheelhouse. He is operating in his highest calling when he is taking the gospel to those who have never heard it before, and where there is a possibility for many people to be ushered into the kingdom of God. And that is his calling, to go out into the forest and bring in that big log, bring in that big tree, and bring in people into the kingdom that don't know about Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And that is his calling. That's what revs his motor. And beloved, it's such a fulfilling thing for me to be able to go to the nations of Africa and preach the gospel to people, to many people who have not heard the gospel, and to many people who are even of other religions, Muslim or Hindu, and out of witchcraft and all kinds of other pagan religions. And when you preach that word and you see that word pierce their heart and you see that word transform people, that's the most exciting thing that I have ever done in my life. It's the most fulfilling thing, and it will be that way for you too as well. It will fulfill you when you walk in the calling and the destiny that God has for you. It will fulfill you in a way that nothing here on this earth can fulfill you, that nothing you do to satisfy your material needs or your secular work, your vocation, any of that kind of stuff, can never satisfy you like preaching or like ministering or like sharing the gospel and walking into your calling and into your destiny to carry the good news of the gospel to the lost in this lost and dying world. Well, we're going to look at Romans 10. This is Paul speaking to the Romans, and he says in verse 14, how then shall they call on him, how shall they call on Jesus, in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him, of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace. Somebody goes to preach to them, and they will hear it when they are given the opportunity to respond, and they will make a transition out of that unbelieving world, and they will move into the believing world, and they will go then and be able to share themselves the gospel, the good news. Whenever Jesus preached to people and they heard the good news, well, then they got up and they ran into town, or they went to tell their family, or they went to tell their friends, and the good news of the gospel then was transferred from person to person. And that's the way it has always been transferred. It's sent to one person or given to one person, and they get excited about it, the good news of the gospel. You have to share it. You have to go forward and bless someone else when you receive the good news of the gospel and when you are saved and when your sins are forgiven. You can't keep it in. You have to go share it with someone else. And so he says then, how can they believe in Jesus in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach unless they are sent? And as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. I've had people pray over my feet many times before I go on a mission trip, before I go to Africa, or when I went to Costa Rica. I've had people lay their hands on my feet and pray for them and quote the scripture, how blessed are the feet of those who bring good news. How blessed are the feet of those who bring glad tidings. When you're walking in Africa, there's a lot of stress and strain on your feet. There's a lot of stress and strain going down the dusty paths and up mountain roads and over the rocky roads. And so God has blessed my feet. I have strong feet, and I thank the Lord for that. I have strong legs, and so I've been able to walk. When I went to minister to the Quebecer indigenous people, I walked back into the jungle 6 miles carrying a 60-pound pack, and all of us had to carry packs with our food and our lodging and our clothing and all that stuff for a week. And so you need good, strong feet. You need strong legs to minister the gospel. It helps to be able to go into those places where it's rough to get into, or maybe just to carry out your daily chores, your daily duties in ministering. But it takes strong legs and strong feet. And so your feet are going to be blessed by the Lord when you are taking the good news of the gospel to people all across the earth. And so the evangelist, he goes out and gathers. Paul tells Timothy in 2 Timothy 4, verse 5, but you be watchful, Timothy, in all things. Endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. And so Paul encouraged Timothy to be an evangelist. Timothy was also an apostle. He was also a teacher, but he was one that was out there on the point of the spear. He was one that was out there preaching the gospel in Asia along with Paul. He walked with Paul for many miles and in many dangerous places, many cities where they were not welcome. He walked with Paul and he preached the gospel everywhere he went. In Titus 1:3, Paul says to Titus, but in due time has manifested God's word through preaching, which was committed to me according to the commandment of our God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And so Paul was committed to being a preacher. Paul was also the eminent apostle. He took the gospel to many nations in Asia, and he also wrote 13 books of the Bible, so he was an eminent apostle, but he was also a preacher. He got up and he preached the word everywhere he went. He established churches. He shared the good news of the gospel to people in places all across what we know now as Southern Europe and Eastern Europe and Asia and Turkey, on over to Rome and Italy. And so he was an eminent apostle and a great preacher of the gospel. Well, the next office gift that we're going to talk about is the gift of pastor. And the pastor is the guardian of the flock. Once the evangelist evangelizes and the prophet and the apostle lay the foundation and speak to the body of Christ, the pastor then is the overseer, and he's the one who oversees the welfare of the body of Christ. He's the one that oversees to make sure on a daily basis that the people's needs are being met, that they are being safeguarded, that their welfare is being safeguarded, their doctrine is being safeguarded. And so he is the one who has a local ministry, and it's a very, very rather stationary ministry. And he is the one then that watches over the flock to guard them, to keep the wolves from coming in and tearing apart the flock. Well, 1 Timothy 3:1, Paul talks about the qualifications for the bishop or the overseer or the pastor, and this is the qualifications that he lays out for people who are considered to be of the office gift of pastor. Verse 1 in 1 Timothy 3, this is a faithful saying, if a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, and of good behavior, hospitable, and able to teach. not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetous, and one who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the church of God? And then in verse 6, he's not a novice, lest being puffed up with pride he fall into the same condemnation as the devil. And moreover, he must have a good testimony among those who are outside, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. And so the pastor is the one, again, who guards the flock, he safeguards the doctrine, he safeguards their welfare, he's the one that visits them in the jail, he's the one that visits them in the hospital, he's the one that goes and holds their hand when they have difficulty, when they have calamity, when there's divorce in the family, when there is sickness in the family, when there's death in the family. The pastor is there to hold their hand and to welcome them and to embrace them and to encourage them. And so the pastor's role is a critical role. It's a very important role. Most people identify very strongly with the pastors in their church. Most people pray for the pastors in their church. If you don't, you should. You should pray for that pastor. Ask the Lord to bless them. Ask the Lord to watch over them, to guard them, to keep them pure, to keep them from temptation. Many pastors in America and all over the world give up because they're depressed, they get tired, they get worn out, and they don't feel the encouragement, they feel the criticism and the backbiting and the grumbling from their congregation. And so I encourage you to pray for your pastor, to bless him with your prayers, to bless him with your offerings, and to encourage them, to lift them up, that they would continue strong in the role that God has called them to be. Well, the last office gift that we're going to talk about is the role of teacher, and I believe this includes the pastor in many regards. He is also the teacher, and he is the grounder of sound doctrine, or grounder in sound doctrine. And so I believe that God raises up the pastor, and he is many times also the teacher. Could also include Sunday school teachers, could include Bible school teachers, could include teachers like myself over the radio broadcast. I'm operating more in the office gift of teacher today and not so much as an evangelist. And so the teacher is very important to know sound doctrine, to study God's Word, to study God's Word. 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Beloved, I encourage you to study your Bible. I encourage you to read it every day. You're not going to move forward in the kingdom of God unless you really know His Word. If you want to be in fulfillment of the God's plan for you, if you want to be in fulfillment of God's destiny for you, you have to know His Word. You have to study His Word, spend time studying His Word, spend time meditating on it, spend time praying about it. And as you come to know His Word, then God will reveal to you your calling. God will open up doors for you, but you have to know what His Word is, because that Word lights your feet. That Word is a lamp unto your feet. It's a light unto your path. It also opens up doorways for you to preach. It opens up doorways for you to share the gospel, but you have to know His Word to be able to do that. And so we look for God's Word to light our path. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 4, verse 2, "Preach the Word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables." And so the time is here, beloved, when people are heaping up for themselves teachers who will not give them sound doctrine, but they will be teaching them according to their own desires, and they will be teaching them to satisfy their itching ears, that they will hear what they want to hear. They will not be interested in hearing what God's word truly says and what the truth of the gospel really says, but they will be heaping up teachers who will tickle their ears with things that they want to hear, and they'll be talking about all kinds of things and skirting around the issue of sin, and there will never be brought up the subject of sin and repentance and the desire for us to live righteous and a holy life and to live a life that is exemplified by the life of Jesus Christ. And so people are already seeking out teachers, they're seeking out churches, they're seeking out whole denominations where their sinful lifestyles can be condoned, endorsed, even promoted, and they will not be held accountable for the sin that they have in their life. And so the time is here when people are looking for teachers to satisfy their itching ears, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. The Word of God is beneficial to us in every situation in life. The Word of God is beneficial to us for every trial, every tribulation, every circumstance that we encounter in life. We can turn to the Word of God, and there is an answer there for you, beloved. There is an answer there for you. There is hope in the Word of God. There is encouragement and edification and consolation. Any situation in life, you don't need to turn to drugs. You don't need to turn to legal prescriptions for your depression, your despair, your anxiety. If you just learn to turn to God, get down on your knees and cry out to Him and pray to Him, God will set you free and He will deliver you. He will be there to strengthen you in your walk of whatever circumstance, whatever trial, tribulation, difficulty you're having in life. The Word of God is sufficient for every situation. 2 Timothy 3:16, Paul tells Timothy, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. And so God wants you to be complete. He wants you to be thoroughly equipped for every good work, and you receive that instruction, that training, that correction, that reproof from the Word of God, and you will be prepared to go forward in your calling, and you will be prepared to go out and minister the way God wants you to. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter what's happened with you in the past. Again, no matter where you are today, God has a higher place for you. He has a higher calling, and He wants to move you forward into your place of ministry. And you can move forward then with confidence, with boldness, and know this is what God wants you to do. Well, beloved, we enjoy bringing these broadcasts to you. And Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry, and it's brought to you by people just like yourself who have made donations to pay for this radio airtime. And I invite you to do that today, to sit down, write out a check to Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Let us know you're listening. Let us know that you enjoy these broadcasts, and maybe include prayer requests, maybe include a request for things that you'd like to hear taught about, or messages that you'd like to hear on the radio. And so we ask you to sit down, write out a check, and to pray for me as we're getting ready to go back to Africa, as we're getting ready to launch into the Crusades in Burundi and in Congo and in Kenya. We're going to be preaching a series of crusades over there, and I pray for thousands and thousands of people to come out and hear the Word of God. I pray for people here to bless those crusades with their financial contributions. If you would like to go to Africa, there's an open door for you to go as a team member to work on the orphanage site in West Kenya near Mumias, and you can do that as well if you would like to be a member of the team. We're going to be doing some work on the site, and we're going to be working with the children there in the church in Mumias and with the church people. And so that would be a possibility as well if you would like to go to Africa. Email me, let me know. The contact information is coming up for a donation also of any amount. We have a book for you, Gather the Outcast, Reaching the Lost in Africa. And we have a book for you that will get into your hands if you make a donation of any amount. Well, thank you for listening today. God bless you. Tune in again next week and have a great week.